You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day.
Sacrifice. So if you want to be an influence figure, you will have to put a lot of time, effort, and energy into pursuing your goals. And one of the main things you will have to do is sacrifice a lot of things. Because in life, you're free to do whatever you want, but you can't do everything you want. So you can choose what path you want to go down. But really, you will have to focus in and just concentrate on that. And the way to actually do that, to concentrate on that one thing, is kind of push a lot of stuff out. You can't be watching TV. You can't be socializing with your friends every day. You can't be relaxing, having fun, chilling out. If you want to be an influence figure, if you want to pursue a goal, you will have to be very highly skilled. You will have to work a lot, especially at the beginning. And of course, you will have to sacrifice a lot of things out of your life. So that's just really my opinion. And it's sacrifice. It's what you have to do. Sometimes it's not the most pleasurable thing. Sometimes you just want to sit back and relax and chill out. But you will have to sacrifice that. Even spending time with your friends, family, loved ones, you can't really do that and focus on that one goal you want to do. You have to become obsessed. You have to sacrifice things in your life that aren't really going to put you on that path to mastery or put you on that path to becoming an influence figure.
Now, what Thomas said sounds a bit scary. What I'll hope to do is make it seem pretty easy to get started with and full of benefits. Because what Thomas has said is exactly true. If you look at my life today, it's almost like I've died compared to the life I lived before. I used to spend a lot of time playing video games with my friends, getting drunk, eating, watching TV and movies. And today my life looks almost robotic. Today my life looks like it's by some script almost. I tend to eat very similar from one day to another. I have given up alcohol because that blocks my ability to maximize my influence. And as a part of having a healthy life, I realize if I want to give the most, I need to be running the most efficient fuel in my body and not slowing it down by doing things like poisoning my body. I've given up playing video games because I realized if I wanted to contribute the most to the world, I might need that 10, 20, 30, 40 hours a week that I spend playing video games to do some other things. I've given up hanging out with almost any friends in person. It's very strange even to be here with Thomas, because in my daily life, I hardly do anything outside of go to recovery meetings, spend time with my family, and work. That's my whole life now. It might seem scary at first, like you are giving up who you are. And part of expanding our influence does involve of giving up things that are falsely claiming to be who we are. I thought that the guy who got drunk and slaughtered zombies and went out to the bar and spent a whole bunch of time going out to eat and eating all these rich foods, and who often gloriously wasted time watching movies, having hangovers in bed, I thought that's who I was. These are just things that I was doing. If you want to maximize influence, it takes sacrificing some of those ideas of this is who I am. And while the word sacrifice might sound bad, we might think of someone going up on an Aztec temple and cutting out a person's insides and then bleeding all over in front of the village. Actually, sacrifice was looked at as a way to help everyone else feel better. While the one person, it's not so good for them, may be getting sacrificed, even a lot of the sacrifices, according to the records, were honored to be sacrificed on behalf so that everyone else could feel better, that everyone else felt empowered to enjoy their lives and appreciate their gifts. Today, sacrifice for me means giving up things I don't need, giving up things that are holding me back from giving my gift to the world.
Yeah, it's really what you have to do if you want to be an influence figure. You can't do everything. You have to really focus in on what you want. You have to decide on what you want, what you're willing to give up. Because if you try and do everything, if you're trying to spin too many plates, they're all going to fall down. You have to concentrate on one thing, master that. And the easiest way to do that is to sacrifice things in your life that aren't going to put you on that path to mastery and becoming an influence figure.
And the good news is there's still plenty of time to hang out with family. I still talk on the phone to my friends an hour or so every night. But exactly how it happens may be a bit different. And we're not trying to tell you that you should just hole up in a closet somewhere and film videos all day and ignore family, ignore friends, ignore everything that you enjoy. What we actually get out of sacrificing all these other things is an opportunity to have a greater experience with the people that are in our lives while letting go a lot of people that are on the periphery. My wife and I used to spend an hour or so watching TV every night where we'd sit next to each other and not talk. Now we spend maybe 10, 20, 30 minutes a night sitting next to each other and just talking with no TV on. And that 10 or 20, 30 minutes we spend together is much more powerful than an hour spent watching a TV show where people get murdered and everyone's excited about who's going to get murdered next. What we're saying is that when we give things up, we make room to receive new things in our lives. When we give up doing things a certain way, when we sacrifice how we think things have to be done, we often will find a better way comes into our life to do the same thing, like spend time with our friends and family, while the things we did before that were holding us back will fade away and give room for new things that empower us.
Exactly. Especially at the start of your entrepreneurial journey or becoming an influence figure. It's a lot tougher at the start, in my opinion. That's where you really have to put the work and that's where you really have to sacrifice things. And when you get to that point, where you get to that position of maybe passive income or power or authority or influence, then you can kind of step back a little bit. Then you have the more freedom. But the first 6 months or year, in my experience anyway, you will have to sacrifice a lot of different things.
Thank you very much for watching this video here with me, which is featured on the Jerry Banfield vlog. This is a playlist on YouTube. If you'd like to keep watching these similar kinds of videos with me, it's on the Jerry Banfield vlog. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jerry Banfield, and check that Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, you'll be able to see a ton more talking head videos like this. I've also got screen capture video tutorials you might enjoy on the video tutorials channel. Specifically, the video you just watched was a part of an online course I filmed with Thomas George named 42 Secrets of Influence. If you want to watch all the videos that make up this entire course, will you please use the links in the description to buy the course? There's several different options you can use to buy the course. You might even find a coupon or a discount. This first option is on Euthena.com. This is a course platform and freelancing platform we've launched. I see it as a next generation online education and business platform. You can buy the course here. You can see all the 42 Secrets of Influence here. Then you also can get access as a partner and get all the courses for life on here as well. You can also get this as a book. If you prefer to read, the 42 Secrets of Influence book is available on Kindle, and you can also get this as an audiobook. I love listening to audiobooks. You can go on Audible and grab this as an audiobook. If you go to jerrybanfield.com/books, you've got links to all my books on here. I think if you enjoyed this, you might also, I think my best book, my masterpiece, is Officer Banfield, All My Times and Stories in Law Enforcement. You won't believe the details that I share, how honest and full disclosure, how I share the things you'd actually really like to hear about, plus a few policing stories. You can also take this on Skillshare. The course is 31 Secrets of Influence Online. Then Thomas has the other 11 Secrets of Influence. As a student, you might enjoy Skillshare because you can get the first 2 months for free, And you can get access to 20-something thousands courses all in one Skillshare membership. Now, if you don't like subscriptions, Skillshare is a subscription model. It's $96 a year, which I pay, or it's $15 a month. I get a $10 referral if you sign up for Skillshare. I love using Skillshare because I can just watch any class that's on there. There's lots of classes on Skillshare that are also on other platforms that you can get with your membership on Skillshare. I'm very grateful when you join the thousands of people who use my exact link in the description to join Skillshare for that $10. Plus, I get a few cents every minute you actually watch on Skillshare. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. I imagine I'll see you again soon on the Jerry Banfield vlog or on the video tutorials on YouTube. And I also put these out on my Facebook page in case you are interested. If you want to catch me live, you can follow on Facebook and watch on Twitch or Discord and go to the gaming page. That will give you the chance to even catch me live. Thank you very much for experiencing with us 42 Secrets of Influence. I hope this has been helpful. I trust you'll leave a like on the video if you found it helpful. And yep, that's it. I'll see you again soon. Will you take a look at my Officer Banfield book, available in the best format, I think, is audiobook on Audible? Because if you are one who likes law enforcement stories or correction stories, I imagine you will go crazy listening to Officer Banfield. This is my real life 3 years of experience in corrections and law enforcement. Incredible stories. I've never heard anyone share anything like this in a book before. I think you will absolutely love it. If you especially are in recovery, this is kind of a fifth step where we admit the nature of our wrongs to others. It includes the most worst, awful parts of my time in law enforcement and corrections. It's also available on Kindle and on paperback as well as audiobook. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and click those links, because you'll love knowing that you're helping me earn the most as an author that way.